Hear the word of the Lord in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 23 and 24. Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive. Nobody should seek his own good, but the good of others. Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Dear partners in the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's been quite a 2.5 months, hasn't it? There probably have been some times since early September whether you wondered whether you were going to get through another day, especially these last couple of weeks, with the work expanding exponentially, with new tasks being added, several of them, for every one task that was completed. With the pressure of deadlines mounting, there probably were days that you felt like saying, I've had a really hectic month today. As one who practiced parish ministry full time for 38 years until summer of last year, I can relate to that overwhelmed feeling. And I would say that it sounds like Advent or Lent to me, or like one of those periods that come along quite often when there are multiple crises in the congregation or in the community or in your family or in your own heart or all of the above simultaneously. Just at the time when you had put a lot of energy and attention into starting some new initiative, and you were working so hard and hoping to get it off to a good start, only to find that in the final analysis, nobody but you really seemed to think it was a very good idea. And even though they had voted for it, they voted a second time with their feet. And nobody showed up, despite all your best efforts. And then, right about that same time, somebody complains to the elders that you didn't come to see them when they were in the hospital. Even though you didn't know they were there. After all, you're supposed to know this stuff. Yes, I can relate. And so can anyone who has done local church ministry for any length of time. Well, now the CTS, Community of Faith, is about to go on quarter break. It's not exactly the Sabbath rest of the people of God, but it's good enough for now. So the question arises, what are you going to be doing for the next couple of weeks? I'm fairly certain you've been asked that question and have asked that question more than once this week. What will you be doing? When I was in high school, sometimes I would be about to go out on a date, and my dear mother would look me in the eyes and would say, "Son, remember whose you are and whom you serve." And I would say something like, "Right, Mom," and get going as soon as possible. Her words sounded to me like chalk screeching on a chalkboard. An awful sound, a terrible sound. But they were beautiful words. I just didn't fully realize it at the time. And I have to say that her wisdom did keep me from getting into more trouble than I did, provided that I received it, believed it, and put it into practice. So after asking you the question, what will you be doing over the next couple of weeks, I'm now going to say something that may sound to you like my mother's admonition to me. Actually, I'm not going to say it. The inspired Apostle Paul is going to say it. Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive. As Christians living in the freedom of the gospel, we have a vast array of behavioral options available to us as we live our daily lives and make our daily decisions. What makes some activity beneficial and another not? Why are some behaviors constructive and some are not? This brings us to a second question, which I can say with nearly absolute certainty that you have not been asked. It's not the question, what will you be doing? It's the question, why will you be doing it? Well, God's man, the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Spirit of God, has the correct answer. Nobody should seek his own good, but the good of others. Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. The world asks the question, what's in it for me? The follower of Jesus asks the question, what's in me for you? What do I have that you can use? Nobody should seek his own good, but the good of others. The sinful nature says, I want to do what I want to do. The new person in Christ says, Lord, I want what you want. I know that you are with me always, Lord, and I thank you for that. Lord, I want you to enjoy my company. I want you to enjoy the experience of being with me. Lord, I want you to be comfortable wherever we go together. Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. All God's people, and certainly those in public ministry or soon to be there, represent Christ in this world. People are watching us, and they are making judgments about Christ based on what they see in us. The things we do and say, and the way we live our lives, either enhance the credibility of our testimony as witnesses to Christ, or they undermine it. A very wise older pastor once said to me, your salvation doesn't depend on your lifestyle, but someone else's might. That's a strong statement, but it is the truth. Like my mother's admonition to her teenage son, like Paul's words to the Corinthians and to us, it can keep us on the right track if we will receive it, believe it, and by the power of the Spirit of God at work in us, put it into practice. Nobody should seek his own good, but the good of others. Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Thank God, your salvation and mine does not depend on our lifestyle. The righteous works that save us forever are not our own, but the works of Christ on our behalf. His holy life and his horrifying death on the cross. God demanded a holy life, and Jesus provided it for you and for me. God, righteous, holy, sovereign God, required a perfect sacrifice for sin, and Jesus offered it on the cross. The broken seal of the tomb was the Father's seal of approval on the work of his Son. And when Christ returns in victory, the whole creation will behold his glory. Since all that is true, and since it is also true that not everything that is permissible is beneficial or constructive, what are you doing? Why are you doing it? Two good questions. Not only for the next 2 weeks, but for Christian life and ministry. May the peace of God that passes all understanding stand guard over our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.